The sound in the background is the fountains on the lake, Bletchley Park. It's absolutely beautiful this time of year, made more so by the concentration of geeks and minds and hackers all rushing for sandwiches in the large tent. I'm sat on a bench, though, outside with Daniel Applequist, who now, and probably for a period of time, I don't know, works for
Bluevia, which is a part of Telefonica Digital. Bluevia is the developer platform for Telefonica Digital. So it's very much aligned with kind of the theme of this event, which is really about getting developers together, builders together, hackers together to build stuff, build cool stuff, build cool things.
A lot of sponsorship. It seems to be growing every year.
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky to have a lot of sponsors, including, Bluevia was one of the sponsors. Bluevia has been a sponsor of this event for the last 5 years. I only just joined, so that's not just because I work there. But we've also had Her Majesty's Government Communications Center as a major sponsor, and they're here looking for talent, essentially. But we've got Facebook, we've got a lot of other really great sponsors,
it's like a patchwork quilt of very well-known names.
Yeah, and they're here because they are trying to. They know that there's a value to kind of supporting this kind of essentially uncommercial event. That is it's not a place where they can really talk about their commercial messages. It's a place where they can really encourage software developers to be creative.
I guess the nurturing coming about through giving access to APIs and certain hardware in some cases. I like the fact the infrastructure is being enhanced here with microwave dishes pinging in, obviously, the much-valued internet connection that's needed everywhere.
Yeah, in fact, we've put in special for this event beefy Wi-Fi network and uplink in order to support this event. So that's something that we also rely on sponsorship to help to support. We have had a denial of service attack against us actually yesterday, according to our internet service provider. So we're not quite sure what the story is with that yet, but hopefully that we'll get to the bottom of it. But we managed to weather it through. So yeah,
no doubt someone who really wanted to be here.
Yeah, possibly, yes.
Feeling guilty and wants to make an impact in some way or other. Please, own up, and who knows, maybe you will be the guest of honour, because people probably want to make friends with you.
Yeah.
So far, what have you seen? Because a couple of people like to wait till the last minute and get, like, shocked and amazed and surprised by some of the creations, but have you been wandering around having a sneak peek?
So, yeah, and I think as usual for our event, but maybe even more so this year, there's just a lot of wacky stuff. So we've had Vodafone have come along with ARM to showcase their new embedded controller, which is called Embed, which is kind of in the same space as Arduino, and that includes connectivity, so a SIM enabled with a low data rate radio that can receive and send text messages, that kind of thing. So it's they're really keen on it, and they are they're building all sorts of prototyped connected devices. I kind of think of it as the long tail of machine to machine, right? Because you can get one of these boards and you plug it into your computer, and there's a web-based IDE that allows you to just start writing code immediately, and you can then connect it up to sensors, connect it up to actuators. They've built a door knob that you can text to in order to open or unlock the door, which I think is amazing, and I hope they show it on stage later. And then we've had some really interesting creative stuff around creative use of Lego Mindstorms. We had Lego donate 10 Lego Mindstorm sets to the event, and they've also donated the time of an intern who has come down from Denmark to help kind of orchestrate a workshop that we held yesterday around Lego Mindstorms and combining Lego Mindstorms with smartphone development, that kind of thing. So And then, of course, we've had social APIs. We have the Facebook Open Graph Challenge, which is something that they've cooked up specifically around the use of Open Graph. So one of my we've also had a lot of talks and people focused on open data and science and hacking science, hacking space. And we had Errol Waldman yesterday as a keynote, which is hugely inspiring. So one of my challenges to attendees yesterday was, can somebody build something that combines space data, hacking space exploration, Lego Mindstorms, and some kind of social API, be it Facebook, be it Google+, be it whatever, you know. And actually, that was almost a joke when I said it on stage, but I've learned that there are at least two entries in that category now, so we're definitely going to see something in that area.
When are people going to be coming in and showing off?
That happens in roughly an hour and a half, something like that, right after lunch. Yeah.
So fantastic.
Then, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to have an explore and a glimpse as well at what's going on, because just talking about the Vodafone thing, for example, I mean, I've been searching for ages for a doorbell that will send a text to me because my office is too far away for the range. Yeah. And I have found one online, but they're extortionate. Now it looks like I can just... Yeah. Build a simple one.
Yeah, you can build it yourself, or you can connect that same board to temperature sensors. For instance, if you are if you're a gardener and you want to have temperature sensors in your greenhouse and get a text when something goes over a certain temperature, then you know that's something that was demoed yesterday in a session, and it's quite easy to build. There, we also had people demonstrating and working with Arduino boards, and we had that's one of the natures of this event. Is it's not, we had Google, we had Facebook, we had Arduino, we had Embed, we have O2 and Vodafone and other. You know, it's a neutral ground, neutral territory where creative stuff can get done. That's pre-commercial. It's not necessarily like people are not looking to build the next Instagram here. This is about building something that 2 years time you're gonna say this is a ubiquitous technology now, but I first saw it here at Over the Air.
Fantastic. I do hope there aren't any more Instagrams. There seems to be a few floating around now.
Please no.
Thank you very much for your time.
Sure. Cheers.